the impossibility of the task. And maybe if you haven't preached, you don't know what I'm talking about. But I think I feel inadequate lots of times to preach about the things that are in Scripture. And I think especially around Christmas and Easter, those are the times where I look at these events and I think, wow, how in the world can I capture this event and give any kind of justice to what these mean to us and what has happened here? And so I think, you know, if I would preach 1,000 times, 1,000 Christmas messages, I could never really get a hold of that for you and capture that for you in an adequate way. So that's kind of how I feel when I look at Christmas and Easter in particular. It's an amazing event. There's a tremendous awe, a wonder. There's this joy that just pervades this event. And how can we capture that? I wish that if you listen to Adventures in Odyssey, anybody listen to Adventures in Odyssey? Yeah, a few of you here. Hey, lots of adults. All right. If you listen to that show, you know that machine that takes you back in time is such an amazing thing. I wish I could be in that, you know, be a part of that and go back to this time and just witness these events as they unfolded. And what would that be like to actually be there, to be transported back there and watch these things happen and have these things happen to you in front of you? But we don't have that capability yet, as far as I know. But it would be a cool thing. What if you were there with the shepherds out in the fields and this angel appears out of nowhere and it says the glory of the Lord was around them? What if you were there with them? What would that be like? What if you were with Mary? Or actually were Mary? Think of that. As she saw these things happen from the beginning of Jesus' life all the way through to his ascension. What would it be like to witness all of those events firsthand? Well, I'm not going to try and pretend that I can capture all of that this morning. But I'd like you to help me in some way capture this story. We're going to do things a little bit differently. You are here this morning, and I'm assuming because in some way this story has touched your life. In some way, Jesus has touched your life. I believe that's why you're here in church. And there are other people gathering in churches all across the country. Jesus has touched your life in some way. Maybe you haven't been visited by angels. I don't know. How many have been visited by angels? Anybody here? Not that you know of anyway, right? Okay. Maybe you haven't had that happen to you. But you've had God reach down and touch your life. This story has had an impact on you. And we're all at different stages in our walk with God and different places of where he has touched us. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity later on to share. And I want you to share a little part of your story of how God has touched you. And we're going to look at the story mainly from the shepherd's perspective this morning. And then after that, I want you to be ready to share your part of the story. So be ready for that. We get a brief picture of what the shepherds have seen and heard in the scripture we're going to look at. And we see their response. And my question for you would be, what is it that you have seen and heard? If you remember this passage, it says they talked about, gave glory to God for what they had seen and heard. What is it that you have seen and heard that has touched your life? Could be a very small event. Could be something significant. Could be something that happened a long time ago that you want to give testimony to. So I'd encourage you to follow the shepherd's example. But we want to look at the story of the shepherds, and I would ask you to turn to Luke chapter 2. And we're going to begin in verse 8. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. This picks up just after Mary has given birth to Jesus in a stable in Bethlehem. Luke 2, verse 8. says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" I want to stop there for a moment. What would it have been like to be there and to have this happen? You're just out hanging out with the sheep, out in the field, and this amazing thing unfolds before you. What would that be like? Well, I was thinking of the shepherds, and I can't really imagine shepherds being too afraid of anything, can you? I mean, they're used to being out in the wilderness. I assume they're used to fending for themselves in this open country, probably used to defending their sheep against wild animals and maybe robbers. But it says on this particular evening, they were terrified. How many of you would ever say that that would be a descriptive word of you at some point in your life? Has anybody ever been terrified? Yeah? A few of you feel like you identify with that word. There have been points in your life where you have been terrified. Well, that's the description we have here of when this unfolded. Their first response is terror. And I really don't think shepherds, I don't think of shepherds as being afraid of much, but they were afraid. It makes me think of Daniel in the Old Testament. If you remember when Daniel was standing out by some river, I can't remember the name of the river, and there was an angel that appeared to him. And the same word is used. It says, here we have this great, what I consider a great man of God, intimate relationship with God. And an angel appears, Gabriel. And Daniel, he's terrified. He falls on his face before this angel, before this archangel. I think of Isaiah. If you remember when Isaiah was in the presence of the Lord, he saw the Lord. And what did he say? He said, "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." I'd have to say that I think of Job as well. Because I have to agree with Job when he says at the end, he says, "Surely, I speak of things that I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. I have heard of him, but now my eyes have seen him." Those are the people that I think of when I think of this kind of terror. They're confronted with who God is, his presence, and it's overwhelming. But I don't know that terror is an emotion that we think of often when we think about our relationship with God. But it's an element here that I think is important, that we think about the awesomeness of God. And yes, we can approach God. We can come in to his presence through Jesus Christ. But that doesn't change how awesome and incredible he is. Well, let's look at the message here. The message of the angels is also quite profound. A Savior is born. Good news, great joy for all people. The Lord God himself in human form. Now there are many today that really aren't quite certain that they need a Savior. And so this news, if you're not sure that you need a Savior, may not seem to be that relevant or maybe not even that important. We talked about this in our youth Bible study just the last week, and there were some questions about some of the youth, like, do I need a Savior? If you think of that, if that's a question, then this event doesn't have as much significance or relevance. But if we understand our need for a Savior, we recognize this true need, then this is amazing news. Some also believe that Jesus was only a man. And so to them, this event is not much more significant than the birth of maybe some historical figure. But to those who recognize that this is God incarnate, God in the flesh, fully human, fully God, there's no other response than to be blown away by that. We can't get our hands around that. It's an amazing thing. And so when I look at this, and I look at what was presented to the shepherds, I'm wondering how you and I receive the news, where our beliefs are, how we look at this, how do we receive that news, this great revelation. And maybe you remember in your life at some point where you understood this, where you came to grips with this idea of who God is and what He's done for you, this great Savior that He's provided for you. How do you respond to that? What's your story? Have you been saved by that Savior? Have you been set free? Have you received this good news that is for all people? Well, let's look at the shepherd's response. Let's continue in verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen, heard, and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, how did they respond? Well, of course, they immediately went to check it out. I mean, when confronted with this kind of amazing news, that would be a normal response. Drop everything and see if this is actually true. Let's check this thing out that we've been told about. We read that they immediately began to tell everybody about this good news. This is also a natural response. As they saw it confirmed in front of their eyes, they went around and told everybody about it. And we see the response of the people that they told. It says the people were amazed at what the shepherds said. So we have this natural response of people of these shepherds who saw this great revelation. They saw it unfolding before their eyes. And they didn't have to have anybody telling them, you know what, maybe you should go tell somebody about that. No, they just went out and started telling people about this great news, this great story that they knew about. It's a natural response. Good news of great joy for all people. It is amazing news. It's incredible news. And it's left in the hands here of ordinary shepherds, delivered in the fields, witnessed in a stable. And really, I like that part of the story. You know, ordinary shepherds, ordinary people like you and I. This news was left in their hands. And you know what? It's left in our hands as well. This news has been given to us. And what is our response to this news? Like I said, most of us haven't had angels speak directly to us. But we have the entire Bible that lays out this plan of salvation. We who believe have God Himself who lives inside of us in the form of the Holy Spirit. Think about it. God living in us in the Holy Spirit. We too have experienced this good news of great joy. that is not withheld from any of us. Well, you're here, like I said, because Jesus has touched your life in some way. And so I'm asking you to lend your voice to the shepherds. It doesn't have to be anything profound, just maybe a simple statement of faith that you say, you know what, I believe this, and I want to affirm that. Or maybe something has happened in your life the last few weeks that's been significant where God has touched you. And you want to give testimony to that. You want to share in the story that the shepherds were sharing. I'd like to hear from as many of you as possible. And what I'd like to do, I asked you to bring candles, and some of you brought some candles this morning. And so what I want to do is you can share from wherever you want. If you want to share from your seat, that's fine. But after you share, I'd like you to come up and just light one of the candles. And it kind of ties into my message a couple weeks ago, this light that has come into the world, and we are the ones. We are involved in this plan. We also are sharing our light with the rest of us and the rest of the world. And as we share, people see that light. And so it's representative of that. So after you share, just come up and light a candle, and somebody else can share after that. So I'm going to sit down and give you guys an opportunity to tell the story. So tell it from your perspective, how God has touched you. Is that clear? Did I need to clarify anything? Okay, no puzzled looks. Okay. So I'm going to sit down and give you an opportunity. Go ahead and let's not be shy in sharing how God has touched us. Well, thanks to all you who shared. I'm sure there's many more of you who have things that you could share. And I would encourage you to do that, not just in this setting, but with friends. Just let's keep our testimony out there, what God is doing, how He's touched our lives, our families, friends. And I think of a passage we read. It talks about Mary and says that she treasured these things in her heart, all of these events that were happening. And I think as we hear of what God is doing, that's what we do. We take them and we treasure them in our hearts. So I hope you have some new things to treasure this morning.